At the beginning of this year, MOAS launched its brand new MOAS app. With this, users can find out more about MOAS initiatives and missions around the world and can make a donation to support the most vulnerable communities in the areas of crisis in which MOAS operates. The app is user-friendly and easy to navigate. Among other features, the app provides users with the opportunity to read MOAS latest news and to stay up to date with MOAS initiatives with just a simple tap, in addition to the possibility to share comments and ideas and to join a group of supporters that want to make a difference. It is also possible to donate in support of MOAS missions to assist vulnerable people worldwide and to help the medical mission in Ukraine. Today we have the opportunity to chat with Maria Luisa Catrambone, MOAS spokesperson and creator of the app, to find out more about the idea behind the creation and the features of the MOAS app. So Maria Luisa, how did you come up with the idea of creating an app for MOAS?
So I wanted to create a platform for fundraising, but also to build a community, to further build the MOAS community specifically. And I also wanted something that was always at reach. So I thought about what is it, the one thing that everyone carries with them, that no matter where you are, you always have, and it's your phone. So that's from where I started thinking that having a mobile application for MOAS would be, you know, paving the way for a new way of community building, reaching out and fundraising.
That's amazing. And what are the major features and strengths of the app that you have created?
So obviously the major feature that I would say is available on the app is donating worldwide at a finger, like literally at a click of a button. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you can, if you think of MOAS, if you think of our operation, you can donate. You can also keep up with our community, which also we have a section on the app, which it talks all about what we've been doing. So also it's for our donors who do not have social media, who want to keep up with us and are a bit eager to hear more about us instead of just waiting for the monthly newsletter.
Yeah. So generally speaking, do you think that the use of a digital platform like apps are beneficial to the humanitarian sector?
I think they're there to be explored and definitely a bridge that would, a bridge between a NGO and a world of opportunities. Because I think that having an app enables you to really have this deeper connection to the individual who chooses to donate to you, but not only to donate, but that chooses to keep up with you, to keep up with your project, to be involved in the growth of the NGO from a remote perspective or from another country.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that NGOs should keep up with digital transformation and technology?
Absolutely. I think that NGOs should move with technology and incorporate technology for the good. Technology has always been used for wars, and it's sad because the technology is there not only for bad, it's there to be applied to for good, and it's not only, you know, to create this societal thing of, you know, Instagram and whatnot. Why can't we use technology and our apps to build bridges between us and the problems that society is facing to resolve them?
What is your vision for the future of the app?
My vision for the future of the app is to be shown, because there's a lot more that I will hopefully add to the app, and that, you know, the app will be a gateway for MOAS and the community of MOAS and the people that MOAS follows to really create a hub.
Were you inspired by other NGOs or other charities?
Well, I think I was inspired, first of all, by the fact that we were the first NGO to ever use drone technology on our boat to do search and rescue. But then obviously, you know, with time and with technology being such a big aspect of our life, you know, I wanted to make sure that there was a way that MOAS could be present, even in the virtual world, to create this sense of belonging, but also to show the people that you don't have to have social media specifically if you really want to keep up with us.
Yeah. You're right. Thank you, Maria Luisa, for explaining in detail the idea behind the creation of the app and its main features. We remind our listeners that the MOAS app can be downloaded from Google Play and Apple Store. To receive the latest updates on MOAS and its global mission, follow MOAS on social media and subscribe to the weekly newsletter. Thank you all for listening.